Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 12th. This is your briefing from the News and Observer. Today will be much cooler with a high of 52 and a low of 42. Look for a strong chance of showers during the day. In our top story, gas panic has taken hold in parts of North Carolina, with long lines at gas stations and shortages. The panic buying was clear across the state. Bags on pumps were a common sight in the Triangle as some gas stations ran out of fuel or had only diesel left to offer. Colonial Pipeline, a major fuel supplier, was the victim of a cyber attack over the weekend, prompting the company to temporarily halt operations. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper declared a state of emergency Monday and urged consumers to report price gouging and to resist rushing to the gas pump. Economists say rushing to the pumps could make things worse. There is no fuel shortage and the colonial shutdown would need to continue for several days for consumers to feel effects. In Elizabeth City, the family of Andrew Brown Jr. watched body camera footage of the killing that has drawn national attention. The family say Brown was ambushed by sheriff's deputies who fired at him while serving arrest and search warrants. They say the car didn't move until deputies started shooting at him. The sheriff has said Brown was potentially dangerous because of his record. As a result of the shooting, legislators have been working to change the rules for releasing body camera footage of police-involved shootings. In Raleigh, leaders are looking to when more workers return to their offices in downtown Raleigh and what should be there to greet them. The city is slowly recovering from the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, which sent thousands of workers to work from their homes. But that recovery hasn't been felt evenly across downtown. While weekends have started seeing more foot traffic, that's not the case during the week. Leaders are seeking ideas from business owners, residents, and workers about what the city can do to return to a sense of normalcy. In coronavirus news, national coronavirus scientist Kismakia Corbett is joining the faculty of Harvard University. The UNC graduate played a key role in the development of the Moderna vaccine. At Harvard, she will both teach and lead a research lab on infectious diseases. Corbett is from Orange County and will speak at UNC's graduation this weekend. And finally, former Top Chef contestant Katsuji Tanabe is seeking a second shot at opening a restaurant in the Triangle. He opened a restaurant in downtown Raleigh in 2019, only to close it just a few months later as the pandemic shut down everything. He has announced plans to open a Mexican restaurant in Cary in late summer. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.